This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. New research shows mountain regions around the world are warming faster than lowlands, and it could have big consequences for the Mountain West.
Scientists say faster warming at high elevations is reshaping how water moves through mountain landscapes. More winter storms are falling as rain, and the snow that does accumulate is melting earlier. John Knowles is a researcher at Montana State University. He says this disrupts the natural water tower role mountains play.
They collect precipitation all winter long, they store it as snowpack, and then they release it slowly as nature's drip irrigation system all summer long when we need it the most.
He says losing that steady flow could leave the region drier during the hottest months, putting stress on ecosystems, increasing wildfire risk, and tightening water supplies for farms and fast-growing cities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Several Colorado ski areas are opening in the next few days, all later than planned due to the recent mild and dry weather. The lifts will start spinning today, though, at Powderhorn Mountain Resort near the Utah border. It's opening 3 weeks late. Tomorrow is opening day for Telluride, originally slated to open Thanksgiving Day. Howlison Hill, the small ski area owned by the city of Steamboat Springs, will also open Saturday, a week later than planned. Now, Colorado snowpack is still lower than normal, but storms this week could change that. Feet of snow are possible in the northern mountains. Meanwhile, in the Denver metro, flurries and possible rain tomorrow morning. This is CPR News.